Hi, so I'm in the studio and I thought I'd just record a little bit about my process. I'm just cutting out some pieces for my latest collage, and at the moment I'm working on this figure. And what I do when I cut out, especially something complex like a figure, is I actually use normally several techniques at once. So sometimes I'll be using scissors or a scalpel, and sometimes I'll actually be tearing the paper. And it really depends on the kind of edge that I want to get. So, for example, when I'm obviously going around the features of the face or the shape of the arm, I want something, I want an edge that's really accurate and very defined. But when, in contrast to that, I'm doing something like the bottom of the skirt in this figure, I want a completely different kind of edge, something much more organic and flowing. So when I'm doing the arm or the face, I will generally be using either scissors or a scalpel. I generally prefer the scissors because I make less mistakes, whereas the scalpel sometimes tends to slip, especially because I'm using quite thick paper for the figure. But for the very tiny details or bits that I just can't get at with the scissors, then I use my scalpel. But then as for the bottom of the skirt, as I said, I would be tearing the paper to give it this nice deckled edge, and I'm actually tearing the paper towards me to get that effect. Because if I tear it the other way, then that extra sort of layer that appears around the bottom would actually be on the other side and you wouldn't see it. However, where there's actually just a fold happening in the skirt, then I'd go back to cutting it again with the scissors to give it that nice straight or at least defined edge. Okay, so that's just a little bit about my process, and I'll be doing a few more of these notes from the studio, little memos over the course of the project.